In the span of 3 weeks, Patrick Doherty plans on using tree branches and other organic material to create a sculpture that fits its future location in Utah. While most artists enjoy more permanent works, Doherty's stick sculptures only last about 2 years.
You get one great year, one pretty good year. I always say the line between trash and treasure is very thin when you're talking about sticks. One moment you conjure it into a credible look, and then the next moment it's starting to fade.
Doherty first began creating stick sculptures by building his house out of natural materials he found on his property. He then realized that building houses wasn't for him, but building sculptures was.
You know, everyone has been a child, and childhood, we have kind of the shadow life of our hunting and gathering past. If you ask a child about a stick, they know it's a weapon, a tool, a piece of a wall. So I kind of reawaken in adults those same feelings. It doesn't take long for people to get the knack of working with them.
Doherty says he tries to make his art fit into the surroundings of the piece. He tries to complement the area while enhancing the beauty of nature.
If you organize the tapers of these sticks, if you view them as sticks, I mean as lines with which to draw, you can start building surfaces that are quite compelling.
Doherty will be building two pieces during 2018 in Utah. The first in September is a work outside of Utah State University's library, and the second is an indoor piece at Brigham Young University. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Alyssa Robinson.